crazy. But behind the rough neck, but the pretty ass cracker from the crustified gifts. I'm not giving up about nobody, but maybe somebody. It's what I drop a body. The body that's up in your valley. Ain't no book that can stop me, I'm not happy. So, but I can swell up your cheeks and your lips and your eyes. Cause I trust lies and I ignore your cries. Tell no lies. Is it true when I said that I'm plus the pride? No, I never lied. Unidentified bodies in the ride. And they pronounce them dead when I count them about to open the walls in the rubber room.
You're listening to Radio Rubber Room on 102.9 FM and 1430 WHAN. Got a little list here of things. Things that 360 could mean to you. A front flip, a back flip, a barrel roll, Xbox. 6 minutes worth of seconds. 6 hours worth of minutes. 9 work weeks, 4 right angles, 18 packs of cigarettes. The average energy output of the sun is 360 billion megawatts. And a total solar eclipse happens once every 360 years. Approximately 360...
Are you almost done, dude?
Hey.
What are you getting at?
You need a page turner.
I have post-it notes. Thank you. In 360 AD, the Huns invaded Europe, and New York City is a 360-minute drive away. Lexington, Kentucky is 360 miles away. And today we have the 360 boys on Radio Rubber Room. How's it going?
Yeah, it was good.
It's Dim 360 boys, by the way.
Dim, get it right.
Yeah, God, do some research. Why don't you?
Yeah,
what it is.
So what's up, guys? We have Bill and Red from Dim 360 boys who have been with us before. This isn't your first time.
Third time.
Yeah. Here with y'all, man.
You were on. Oh yeah, you guys were on the old show as well.
Yeah, man, we did
the
that.
Old Gods of the Bobbleheads.
Yeah, man.
That was love.
Good times.
Real good times.
So, what's new with you guys? Before we get into some music,
Same old. We got this new mixtape, Recession Proof. Really killing the streets, the internet, all that. Real proud of it. Been about a year of work.
Yeah. Numbers, you know, right after we released the project, it ain't been out for a month, but we already at about 2,000, you know what I'm saying? So
2,000 downloads.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we up there. So, I mean, you know, we just working hard, man. Y'all know how we do it.
So, where can people, if they're listening, where can they get that?
What is all over the internet? Go to SoundCloud.com.
SoundCloud, Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah, all on every outlet.
On everyone's Facebook and Twitter?
Yeah. It's on your Facebook and your Twitter. Yeah, for sure.
Hey, you can check it out on Recession Proof Bills.
Oh, you know what? Hold on. Let me stop playing with them.
I'm writing on your Facebook.
Let me stop playing with them. They can actually go to www.360boyz.com.
New website for y'all.
You know what I'm saying? And it come up right there. So I don't even know why I'm playing with you.
Cool. Well, we're going to take a break and we'll come back with more of them 360 boys.
Yeah.
Hey. This is Noah O with Winning.
Hey, shout out to that boy.
Yeah.
Noah O, Bobby Beast, what it do? Look, I had to take it back. Yeah, I'm on that jinx. You can call me Christopher, cause I'm on that big shit. Y'all don't never learn shit, so you never know shit. Get an opportunity and all you do is blow shit. Shawty got a horse sit on that polo shit. Bounce it up and down like a pogo stick. Y'all don't ever want shit, so you never be shit. But you can never carry me, I'm on that RIC shit. When I'm up in DC, got a Howard U chick. When I'm in the RBA, got a VCU chick. When I'm out in Norfolk, got an ODU chick. Down in the Carolinas, got an ECU chick. You could call her Tar Heel, all she did was blue shoe. Me, you never figure out, just like a Rubik. Charged up the empire, yeah, I'm on my Q shoe. But I'm thinking Def Jam, call me Rick Rubin. I told them I got it, but they ain't acknowledge it. Now when I shoot on them, ain't no apology. How I outsmart them, very little collagen. Try to dim my lights, but I'm brighter than a halogen. You thinking about spitting, she thinking about VIP tripping. I'm trying to let all of them in, tell them stop hating. The flow undeniable, the game and need a saving.
people want their money back. Bring some collateral, I make my own rules, and it's the four lateral. Touchdown, jumping over whips like I'm Blake Griffin, speeding towards a checkered flag. And I got the brakes missing, I ain't had no backing, but I had a great vision. Now we about to close it, sorta like the eighth inning. I ain't had no tools, we was makeshift and lettuce in the dough, and we leaving with the safe missing. Listen. Look, they say the flow money, this here's the jackpot. No Photoshop, see a lot of them just act hot. Got a lot of blemishes, me I don't embellish it. Say the game dried up, I'm about to replenish it. Like a breath of fresh air, rappers with the same flows. Get the same producers, and they wear the same clothes. Gotta use protection, sleeping with the same hoes. Then they catch feelings if she chose and she ain't chose. When I let the flames go, beast stay suffering. Poke a mix down, paramedics bring the covers in. Lay it on the stretcher, you can hear who next up. I'm just having fun with it, homie, ain't no pressure. When I'm out in Cali, then they holler west up. But I'm from the south, so they vouch like, yes sir. And I'm feeling blessed, rosary up on the dresser. I'm just on my first win, ain't no need to rest up. No.
Cafe Diem has long been known as a staple in Richmond to meet up and have a great time.
Cafe Diem.
With acts like the DJ Williams Project every Tuesday, comedy every other Monday, live music Friday and Saturday nights, and now open stage night every Wednesday.
Cafe Diem.
Cafe Diem is a prime spot to hang out with your friends, catch some quality entertainment you would normally have to pay a cover to see.
Cafe Diem.
Hungry and on a budget? Stop in and check out their $5 lunch menu every weekday.
Cafe Diem.
Cafe Diem, 600 North Shepherd Street in the Museum District of the Fan.
Cafe Diem.
Will somebody get the door?
Ugh. Menial tasks are making it impossible for me to enjoy being lazy. That's why I got walkers. Walkers are the first shoe to walk themselves. They walk themselves and you. Walkers are so convenient. I just start them up, and they do all the work. Walkers are made from recycled World War II tanks, and come in two stylish colors, army drab gray and camouflage. These bad boys are gonna last. Walkers' sleek and aerodynamic design enable them to get 200 yards to the gallon. The pint-sized tank fits easily into a fanny pack, or purse, and enables you to get 45 steps or more, depending on speed. Walkers come in two speeds, walking and less quick walking.
Check this out. Now I'm moving. Yeah, this is nice. Yeah. Whoa. This is not comfortable. Whoa. This isn't natural. Yeah. Turn. How do I turn? How do I turn? Wall. Turn. Wall.
Too lazy to enjoy being walked by something else? Then try rollers. New from Spoofco.
Whoa.
Stairs!
Yes.
Simon, sweetie.
What is it, Mom? I'm kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes. Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
Get on the track.
Out. We gon' party all night.
Yo, we
shitting, homie.
I just had some tissues on me.
Damn, your boy has just lost his head.
So your bitch gonna go give it for me.
Yeah.
And give it to me. Put the thing right up in the tummy.
Now Shawty go and just touch them toes.
She said she never, but I can tell she done it.
Turn around, girl.
I know you want it.
And keep them on it.
So I know you like it.
I switch the stroke up.
And don't you fight it.
Take the pillow.
Just so you can fight it.
She like that.
And she likes me.
Is it cause I'm Bills, huh?
Is it cause of my team?
That was They Like That by Them 360 Boys.
Yeah.
So that's on the new album, new mixtape.
Yeah, recession-proof.
Recession-proof.
Yeah.
So what's recession-proof about it?
Man, recession-proof is not just
that's
a mixtape, it's a lifestyle, you know what I'm saying?
That's how we live, you know, really with this whole music thing is bringing our reality to the music, so bringing right. the music to reality. So that, I mean, you know, all in all, that's just how we live.
So if you just don't believe in the recession...
Man, the recession ain't over here well.
What is a recession? Yeah, we are recession-proof.
You know what I'm saying?
It's the definition of keeping it moving. Recession is a state of mind, really. You know what I mean?
Well, money's a state of mind.
Hey, if you get money, you ain't in a recession, really. So,
yeah.
That's why we are recession-proof.
People made money off the Great Depression. Like, not everybody suffered. You know, there were people who...
And they were recession-proof.
Certain exactly. people made dumb money off the Depression, you know? So
the Kennedys, man, they made a fortune off the Depression.
Look at them now. They just running the whole world, man.
Yeah.
So, well, they have some bad luck, though.
A little bit. I mean, that's life, bad luck. I guess. That's life.
So tell us about Recession Proof. How many tracks are on it?
Recession Proof, 12 tracks?
No, man. What? Recession Proof guy. I think it's 14 listed up there. But there's...
Two hidden.
For real fans, you can find that up on there that it's a couple hidden tracks on there as well. You know, so, you know, we try and keep it funky, fresh, you know, bringing it back, you know. I feel like some people be losing creativity. So that's a part of this recession thing. You know, they're letting everything get to them. We just showing it all, you know what I mean?
Keep it moving, man. Yeah. So where are you guys getting like the most of your downloads from with the new mixtape?
Facebook. I feel like a lot of the downloads is coming from Facebook love. We just now, I'm new to Twitter. Red been doing the Twitter thing. The 360 boy Twitter thing been up there for a minute. But I think we get most of the love from Facebook, really.
Yeah,
like,
cause we, you know, Facebook, as big as it is, we post all the links through it. So I initially had just a whole zip file you could download. And some people was hitting me up like, hey, blah, blah, blah. So I fixed it all up. I started rocking with SoundCloud. For all you other artists out there, by the way, you know, y'all go rock with SoundCloud, man. It's stupid love with that,
stupid
man.
Stupid love.
Are we friends on SoundCloud? We have a SoundCloud.
Yeah, we do.
If we not, we need to be.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, we should be friends on SoundCloud. We've been actually getting new, I don't know how, because I don't really use it. I've got it up there, but we've been getting some new friends on SoundCloud, too. I don't know where they come from.
It's crazy how, you know, the net works. You know, you get love from all over the world with the net, you know, and just in a few weeks, I was SoundCloud like, you know, it's a crazy reaction, to be honest.
The roof. 4 weeks.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, speaking of the internet, to this day, I didn't realize this. I'm not a fan of them 360 boys, but I am on your Reverb Nation page right now, and I am about to become a fan, man. So
that's what's good.
There it is, man. I am a fan.
That's what it is.
It's official.
I mean, I feel like you was a fan before you was really a fan.
Yeah, well, just didn't know.
Yeah, but it doesn't count.
Reverb Nation said it didn't count, man. So we fixed that now. All right, so
that's what's good.
How about the Reverb Nation page? I haven't gotten into it, but you know, it seems like it's a very good thing for musicians, but from where I stand, it looks like it's more connecting musicians with other musicians. Like the people aren't using it as much as
network, man.
Yeah, because I mean, there's tools for everything, ain't for everybody. You know, there's certain tools for certain people. So, like you say, as musicians, that really connects, and I think of it as a beautiful thing because it helps us to connect with, you know, musicians from different genres and things that they wouldn't expect you to do anyway. It makes it easier. You know what I'm saying? More friendly, musician friendly, should I say? You know?
Uh huh.
So yeah, that's cool.
Now they familiarized me with this. It looks like you guys have like 1,300 fans on Reverb Nation. Yeah, is that
love,
about right?
Man, we appreciate every single one of those.
Yeah, a lot of people be saying that's a lot. They be like, man, that is a lot for local. I'm like, man, I guess
it's like 400,000 people in Richmond, you know, and that's just like, I don't think that's the greater Richmond metro area. I think that's just Richmond. I might be wrong on that. So like 1,300 really isn't much in hindsight, but it's a lot compared to a lot of the musicians out there.
Absolutely.
So what's your guys' plan to maybe get a bigger chunk of that 400K people that inhabit Richmond?
Man, like I always say to Red, when you grind hard, you shine hard. Like, we just keep working. Anyway, if it's, we have to keep pushing the Facebook, the YouTube, posting new music every week, every day, whatever every day. We got to do.
Every
to be
minute,
sane,
every hour.
Do.
Yeah, man, it's all about the grind, you know. You know what I'm saying? Me and Bill, we be on this, you know. I mean, shout out to my boy Donnie. Don't even get it twisted. He just ill right now, you know, so he ain't with us right now.
We're ill like...
He's under the weather.
Ill,
he's under the weather right now, people. He's coughing and all that sort of stuff, you know what I mean? But now, on the real, though, it's all about the grind. And y'all know we've been on this indie grind. It's all about the independent, and we're going there, staying there. And we just greater right now. Matter of fact, we've been doing everything, man, like everything. And we got a couple short videos about to come up.
Bangers coming
out. That's one thing that people been really wanting to see from us is a lot more visual. You know what I'm saying?
You have to have it nowadays.
Yeah,
you have to.
Absolutely. Yeah, so we doing that and everything else, man.
Now, I mean, have you guys ever thought, like, maybe the next mixtape, maybe moving, like, to a completely visual one? Like, I don't know, you do, like, 10 songs and they all have videos with them?
Well, yeah, it's crazy you said that. Like, Recession Proof, that's the first mix. We already have two other mixtapes, like they're already done.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, we just want to give Recession Proof some time. It's a trilogy. We got Recession Proof, the mixtape one.
Oh, then we got the bailout,
the bailout, saving the game.
And then the third one is
the stimulus pack. Recession Proof.
Nice.
I mean, we can't be telling y'all what's going on. Y'all gonna try to copy my style and be like, borrow that, take that back.
Well, that's why we had you on. It's just because we were trying to figure out. We want to be Recession Proof too. You know?
Right. Hey.
Well, the last one was back on the job, right?
You know what I'm saying? We was on the job then, working hard then. That's how you be recession proof. You just can't wake up and be something. You know what I'm saying?
So I feel like them 360 boys, man, are really good for the economy.
Right?
Is that
deeper than music, man?
I mean, it's a lifestyle, man. I put my life into my music. You know? So yeah, for sure. Hey, y'all hear that? That's a calling right there. I need some money. Where's that?
So you guys also you promote a lot of parties, and last time I talked to you guys they were going really well. You were doing them at a club for a while that has now changed from being an actual club to being a wellness center.
I don't know what it is, I mean being well is great, but we just chasing the money. So actually went to a new remodel club, you know what I'm saying, shout out to Mirage, you know what I'm saying, folks from Franklin. Actually we even continue to mix it up, nobody seen it coming. We went for an entirely different demographic, and we was over at Tiki Bob's messing with a different crowd, you know what I'm saying. So man, it's love all over.
How is that? You're getting different crowds in different venues?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, that's our following, different crowd. It's not just one particular crowd. We touch the rich, the poor, the black, the white, the Spanish, everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
That's us.
Now, have you guys ever heard of these, like they're kind of like media or iPod parties that sometimes people will do for like album releases, where they'll have like stations where you guys could have like computers set up, laptops, or even like iPods, where people can bring their iPods, their cell phones, come there, hook it up, and get a copy of the album.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, you guys should do that, man.
Put me on. Yeah, appreciate that.
Show me the cafe where all the heads come to.
The Cafe DM, yeah, ain't man. It?
Cafe yeah, man. DM? Where have you guys been? You guys haven't been out to our Cafe DM.
Man,
yeah.
I'm trying to rock with. We trying to get some live artists. I'm not really a live musician. You know what I'm saying? So, like, we just need, look, peep me out. We're on the radio. Feel me? We just need some live musicians, drummers, guitarists, whatever, come rock with us, and we just going to do our singles. Because we know we could pack it.
Right.
And especially if we did something like that, I personally think that would be dope. So for the rest of the world, they got to agree.
So any live musicians that could hold it down on the live instruments, and get at us.
That's what we're kind of looking for out there, too.
We're trying to encourage that.
I'm trying to bring that difference. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want that everyday, you know, everyday blue sky. Come on, can we have a red sky? You know what I mean?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, if I wake up and there's a red sky, something's wrong.
Something might be crazy.
So, yeah, man, we try to encourage that. It's a good way to, like, bring your, you know, you can bring out your CDs, or, you know, bring out something with, like, maybe four songs on it that you might want to get a band to play behind. And, you know, we have no problem with introducing you guys to some of the musicians out there. And I think it would be a great look for you guys. And not to mention, I mean, if you can get that crossover crowd, that's another way to, like, step out and drag more people into it.
So. And it's crazy you said that, because my boy Mike Keeter, shout out to Mike Keeter. The Proverbial. He got at me just the other day. I was like, man, we need to link up and do a track together with the live sound plus the rap behind it, like on the Wale swag type thing, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like DC swag with the. It's like, that's a great idea. So be looking out for a track with 360 and Proverbial. Definitely.
Yeah, Thomas, man, he spits too.
Yeah, I know that. Crazy.
The how do you know Mike? By the way,
me and Mike, way back, man, we go back like recliners, man. High school, played on the same football team. Like, that's like my brother from another mother. Like, really.
Was Mike the center, man?
No. He played like.
No, he was the lead singer and guitar player.
He's a nose tackle.
Mike busted heads. Please believe me, Mike. I believe heads.
He's a big dude. I bet he did. What did he play?
He played like I think it was right. Tackle something like that, and he played defense.
Oh, nice!
So yeah, he was about his business.
The yeah.
What did you play?
Oh, I played quarterback, man.
So he's blocking for you.
Basically, I played quarterback when Mike played right tackle. Yeah. So anytime my head got cracked, it was
Mike's fault.
Yeah,
if not Mike's fault, one of his boys' fault. Yeah. So he held them down, like, you know what I'm saying. So
he owes you a few.
He doesn't. Somebody he always does. Held me down.
Yeah.
But,
so you owe him a few.
Basically. Yeah. Okay. I owe him a few. A couple Snickers.
That sounds like a track. We got you, Keita.
He's Mike is like a huge guy, man. He's a really jolly, nice guy to hang around with. But one time when they were playing with, I think, Tribal Seeds, I think at Canal Club. They were playing at Canal Club.
That's right.
I like jumped. You know, I jumped behind him and, like, spilled a beer on him by accident. I was, like, you know, trying to surprise him. Oh, it was a bad move. Bad he wanted move. To kill me, man.
I think it was a bad move. He was mad you wasted the beer, like, probably.
Yeah. man, he could have just, like, sucked it right out of his shirt. Man. No wasting beer.
Yeah, that's my dog, though, man. Real talk.
Yeah, like, that would be really interesting, man. I'd love to hear. When you guys get that done, you should definitely send it to us. Maybe you can debut it on the show, man.
We could do that.
And talk to them, too, because they've come out to our open stage. They actually kicked off their tour right before they went and hit the road. They came by open stage, did a set, and when they got back, came and did a set. So, yeah.
That's what's up.
They've been supporting us a lot, so yeah.
Yeah, shout out to them dudes for the city, man. They really do it real big.
Anybody holding the city
especially
down,
for outside of the water.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So Sean, man, how's the texting, the world of texting going for you right now?
Right now?
Yeah, is it fun?
I'm not texting at all. My phone's dead.
Oh.
I feel real down about it.
So, Sean, do you have anything to ask the Dim 360?
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that they're representing 360. You know, I'm from that area.
Right.
That's
right.
What they do.
You know, I've driven down from Amelia to 14th Street, crossing the Mayo Bridge, like, yeah. on a regular right. basis.
He right. does that. He does that sometimes just because he has nothing better to do, right?
Right, right.
Hey, well, you know, I guess 360 gives you plenty to do, huh?
Hey, he gets great gas mileage.
Yeah, he likes to.
So he just likes
out.
To show like flaunt that.
All right. Yeah. And don't forget 360 on the East End too, Mechanicsville. That's yeah. where I'm originally from. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to the East Side.
Now, I mean, you guys have taken 360. It is who you are. I mean, it's where you guys stay at now. It's right. where you grew up.
Right.
Where does it end? Where does it start and end?
It like, never you know, ends. That's why it's 360. It just
really kind of started. It started one place and then it just blossomed into so many different things, man.
We're talking about the road or.
Sis,
yeah, whatever you want it, whatever you want us to be talking about, yeah, there.
Were you asking where the road it. Starts and ends?
Yeah.
Do you know the answer to that? Sean probably does.
Starts at 14th Street.
It goes a lot further than that, buddy.
He drove. All right. He took that trip.
Well, cool. Let's go ahead and take a break. We're gonna play a song, and we'll be back with more from them 360 boys. And that
bow.
And that website is 360boyz.com.
Yeah, right.
Boys.com.
And speaking of mixing the hip hop and the rock and roll, this is a track by the Photosynthesizers, Crush.
Yeah, y'all.
Beneath the halogen, electric, phosphorescent, incandescent, inflorescent, coronas glowing, jelly, halo crescent, magnetic, aesthetic, syringe, poetic, injected. You tranquilize my ear perspective like an anesthetic. In this labyrinth, dissected by the epic, where the interest is the exit. Radius, the rating, us is geometric. Ciphers that we connected to drum lines, isometric. In the sand, I bring glands, medallas of the etch of sketches. Your vocal box, phonetics, elevate them into building blocks. To the ceiling, crevice like a bad game of Tetris. When I first started to check it, I couldn't find the nouns and verbs, sounds and words, grounds and nerves at Gettysburg address it. I used to watch the noises, cut the noise and sense. Battle idols, apple fists and bayonets, and breath and text through dialects like monocues and capitalists over this Juliet. Pose of pros and pirouettes for flows of laureates and silhouette. I seen the things cup you disrespect, you looking puzzled by the speech of their peace release, muffled like they was muzzled. From wire to wireless, my lips kiss you like honeysuckles. From dance to condensers, we a couple, always love you. Females in the past can never grasp why they fit like black berry molasses from the thighs cast and ass. On the cherry moons that you my grasp wanted to grab, but when it came to sets of sets I bust this vocab. I had this crush on this mic since the first light that you entered to my sight. Hence the birthday night you entered to my life. Since the first you recite sent up under the spectrum's bright, convinced my search is no other light, love at first sight. I had this crush on this mic since the first light that you entered to my sight. Hence the birthday night you entered to my life. Since the first you under the spectrum's bright, convinced message there's no other light. Love every sight. Life is crush. I had this crush. I had this crush.
Yeah, I had a crush too. We're meant to be love eternally. The vessel for my soul's release. Don't ever leave me. For my soul's release. Don't ever leave me, baby. I'll talk sweet to you. I'll go hard for you, baby. Sing you a melody. Don't ever leave me. This flower's in bloom for you. Hey, we'll sing you every song, honey. A pretty melody. Don't ever leave me. You let me be the sun to your moon.
It's me, Sean, from Radio Rubber Room. Now, I have a lot of experience with cake, and I mean a lot of experience. And I'm going to show you how to make some of my favorites. This is Sean's Baked Goods. It's great. I make cakes, eat cakes. I tell you how to make cakes. Sean's Baked Goods. You're going to love it. Start by mixing eggs and milk and stuff in like a bowl or something with whatever mixing tools you have available. The next thing you want to do is add like a pound of bacon. Like if you deep fry the bacon first, that's on point, but if not, that's cool too. Preheat the oven to like 420. Lather a baking pan with sausage gravy until there's like an inch or more. Pour the cake batter evenly into the pan, man, and place it in the oven for like 10 minutes. Remove the whole jank from the oven and add like 1 pound of cheese. Cheddar Monterey Jack is my preferred, but man, cheese is cheese. This cake is gonna be crucial. Place it back in the oven, which should still be preheated to like cool 420. And after like 10 minutes or something, pull that thing out and place it on like a windowsill or something, like a ledge where wind's blowing. And after like it cools off, that thing is ready. It's gonna be bum. The next thing you want to do while it's cooling is make like frosting, because it's delicious. Melt any combination of your favorite candy bars into a bowl, like with fire or something, like heat those candy bars up until they're melted. Then mix in Doritos so you can add crunchiness to your frosting. Chocolatey and crunchy. Apply generous portions of frosting to the cake. Add 10 more bacon slices. You can never have too much ham, man. Next, apply ranch dressing. If you don't have ranch, Thousand Island is cool, or just plain mayonnaise. I started this one previously. Let's try it. What a complexity of flavor combinations, dude. What? What the hell? Doggone it. I forgot jelly beans, dude. Ah, frustration becomes me.
Hold your camels and do not put on your suicide vest just yet. Radio Rubber Room will be right back after a word from their sponsors.
Hi. I'm Chris Manzelli, and I'm the frontman for the hit multi-platinum record-selling band, Midnight Venture. As a rock star, I know it can sometimes be hard trying to control myself while being ravaged by thousands of coked-up topless groupies. That's why I endorse the Chastity Condom.
Motherfucker!
The Chastity Condom, new from Spoof Co. The Chastity Condom is the only 100% effective male prophylactic on the market.
Jesus Christ on a 2x4!
Completely eliminate the threat of both unwanted pregnancies and STDs.
God, this really hurts!
The Chastity Condom is specially designed by lesbian scientists to prevent further procreation and male sexual stimulation.
I gotta get this thing off!
The Chastity Condom is green technology that proudly boasts construction from used and discarded rat traps scavenged from trash heaps around the world.
Okay, I think I got it. Son of a bitch!
Endorsed by the Vatican, the Chastity Condom is the only prophylactic that is an effective cure for chronic masturbation.
Oh, why did I do that?
The Chastity Condom, new from Spoof Co.
I think I need an ambulance.
Although Christopher Manzelli does own several guitars, he is not an actual rock star. No actual rock stars were injured in the making of this commercial.
New from Spoofco, it's Radio Rubber Room action figures.
All right!
Now you can play along with your favorite character from the show. Choose from one of the three different hosts with an array of accessories, weapons, and superpowers. The Derek action figure transforms into a solar-powered Prius that shoots hacky sack projectiles.
Take that!
The Derek action figure comes pre-programmed with catchphrases like,
if it's yellow, let it mellow.
And,
I never use soap, brah. It's bad for the environment.
Each Derek action figure comes with a bottle of cactus juice.
Feel the healing power of the cactus fruit, man.
He won't shut up about,
I'm totally gonna have sex with this juice.
Radio Rubber Room action figures. New from Spoofco. Collect all three.
Great cloth. Live the good life. Love the good life.
Grape Cloth is one of RVA's only hand-printed streetwear brands, and we are reaching out to you to help your ideas become wearable art. We only use the longest-lasting inks and can print on anything from Gildan to American Apparel with a 10-shirt minimum. For price and inquiries, send an email to grapecloth@gmail.com or contact us on Twitter at Grape Cloth. Grape Cloth. Live the good life. Love the good life.
You are listening to Radio Rubber Room. I'm naked-chester.com. If you miss the show live, just download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com and on iTunes.
It's Ram, baby. You and
me. Yes.
Hey, Don, what up?
Hey,
Ram. Body hard,
I got you.
Hey.
They ask me why I do this and why I do that. Well, why you worry about it? I'm just living my life. I'm spilling drinks on the stage. What you want me to say?
Living life on Mars. I drive expensive cars, only in the new whips. Crib got a pool, sorta look just like a cruise ship. I love bad bras all up in my driveway. Screaming, you and me or die, flying on the highway. Hey, I'ma party till I'm dead, till I'm gone. Man, this party's off the chains, I don't think I'm going home. What's up? My nigga in the mat said he think that he gon' throw up. So I said, hey, oh, here's a bucket, pour some more up. I live my life for the day, not tomorrow. And if you think you party hard, I better
they ask me why I do this and why I do that. But why you worry about it? I'm just living my life. I'm spilling drinks on the stage, what you want me to say?
Fit stacks in my all black jeans. Got every girl trying to get on my team. We the freshest motherfuckers on the scene. Wanna see you live large, but you ain't like me. With champagne stains in my all white tee. I can't see, but I might be leaving this party with your wifey. I'm so hot, got the club burning up. Hey, bam, this a song, tell the DJ turn it up.
What's up, bruh? I
see you, homie. It's only one life to live, baby. No, I'm talking about. You better live it up.
That is Party Hard by them 360 boys.
Hey, shout out to the boy, Young Graham. Shout out to my brother, Donnie, man. He's not here right now, man. He should be here. He should be with me every day.
So,
but he's ill.
So, I mean, what's he got? What kind of a bug is it?
Man, I don't know. I mean, you know what I'm saying? With the weather change. I don't know. I would talk to him. I don't really like to be around people when they sick. I would talk to him.
Donnie, get some chicken soup. Red, you're gonna take him some chicken soup after the show?
No, I'm not.
some orange juice?
No.
That's a job for Simon's mom.
That's what real friends do.
Wow.
She'll be here in a little bit. We can ask her. She'll probably do it.
She will.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. Simon's mom, she is a big fan of your guys'.
Appreciate that. You know, we appreciate Simon's mom.
You guys know her.
Right.
You know her personally. I don't know if, when you see her, she'll ring a bell. I don't know if us just telling you, but
it's probably one of the LK, I feel what you're saying.
Yeah,
she
tells us.
Some of your parties and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. John, they be calling her like, you, mama. At all the party?
Yeah. She's okay.
Is that what they call her?
She's like super. I mean, she's way beyond a cougar. She's like what? Like a.
More like a.
She's the cougar.
Uh huh.
I think.
She's like a double cougar.
Double cougar.
You guys will remember her when you see her. Yeah. So.
Right. I think that's the one that's at the after party.
She's at all the after parties.
I don't know her real name, but Simon, your mama. Tell I say what's up, dog. What's
Nobody knows her real name. Everybody.
Hey, I don't blame her. If I was her, I keep calling her hello too. You
know? she's usually on the VIP list at, you know, all a very diverse range of music, but everybody just puts her down as Simon's mom. So
right,
you know, that's
right.
Kind of her thing. That's you
what
know.
I do.
Well, she likes to be that. Mysterious. It's part of her image.
That's the best way to be.
Cool. Well, now, this last song, this was actually off Back on the Job, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And we played this one several times now. Last time we spoke to you guys, that mixtape was pretty popular. Right. Now, how has that grown before Recession Proof came out?
Man, to be honest, that's a crazy question because a lot of, you know, already fans, after I hit on with the Recession Proof, they was telling me they was having a hard time deciding between the two. I'm like, man, you is crazy. The Recession Proof is the new, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you feeling that Back on the Job, yeah, I feel you, you know what I'm saying? But we graduate, and so it ain't slowed down for real, and that's the crazy thing about it is that, you know, DJs still be playing that stuff in the club. People still be getting at us. People still want the whole mixtape. Like, now I'm not just talking about 2, 3, 4 people, but, like, people dead seriously want that project. So it's love, still love.
Now, so, when you say graduated, what has changed between the two mixtapes? Like, what's different?
I say the maturity, the swag. Like, we switch it up. It ain't just like one sound. Like, you check every track is different. Like, we might it might be a girl track onto a party track on a inspirational track. You know what I mean? Like, it's just different swags on the whole album.
Tell me about the 360 girls.
Right. We could tell you about it, but run you a little something, you know? That might run you a little something.
No, man, long story short, man, the 360 girls, beautiful group of women that support us, you know?
Right.
And they're just fans.
No, I mean, no, that's like me being a fan of my, I am a fan of my own music, but that, you know what I'm saying? No, they work.
Promotion.
You know what I'm saying?
Part of promotion work, group, you know model, you know, flyers, all that.
Yeah.
Now I see, you know, Donnie, who unfortunately could not be with us today.
Right, right.
He definitely does a social networking thing, and I think last time it was kind of like Red, you were kind of the brains of the operation, and Bill, you were you are like the face,
right?
You know,
right.
You are like the MC. You're like the Bobby Brown to a New Edition.
Bobby Brown, great.
And okay. Now, when you guys are on stage, is Bill ever like pushing you out of the way, like getting in front of you? His own thing.
Man, you ain't gonna find me never anyway, man. I don't care about that stage.
Nah, it's not like that at all. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's all love, man. We for real, man. When we hit the stage, it's just a different crazy vibe. It's kind of like being in the studio. It's kind of like us being here. It's just different elements. So with us being on stage, it's we work together, just like we work together with everything else. So, but as far as him being the face. And I mean, yeah, bro, you definitely out there, and I'm more like chilling.
But know? Yeah, but like, it's like we all know our roles. Like, I know without Red, then it is no 360 Boys, really. You know what I'm saying? Without Donnie, it is no 360 Boys. Without Bills, it is no 360 Boys. We all need each other. We all make each other, you know what I'm saying? So. Yeah.
And without the girls, right? Like, them 360 girls, it doesn't happen either.
It's like this show, you know? Without Sean, there's no guy to talk about records.
Or eat two entire pizzas before the show, either.
Yeah, I shared those pizzas.
Yeah, where was I at?
You late. And Donnie is like the networker, right?
Right.
Like, Donnie is the, he's like the... You know, he is the voice box for you guys, right? So, I mean, and he definitely, he's very active in Facebook, man. And
That's his thing right there, yeah.
Yeah, so for me, like, following you guys, I've never made it out to one of your guys' events, but I have to say, man, they always look fun, dude.
Yes.
They always look fun.
I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, in life, if you ain't having fun, what you doing?
Dead.
So, I mean, we take this thing very serious, but on the same tip, you know, we definitely have fun.
You gotta party hard.
Yeah. Where's y'all's favorite place to perform?
Favorite place to perform? I think, me personally, my favorite place that we performed was at Escape when it was jumping. I mean, we just used to just shut it down. Like, you know what I mean? Let me take that back. Alleycats.
Alleycats. No, I mean, that was real crazy. Because we had... We had a couple of dumb events at the Element, bro.
Right, Element was cool, but I don't know.
Well, I mean, it was different than most other events, too, so.
Right.
But yeah.
But every show is crazy, so come check us out next time we got an event. You know what I'm saying? We'll keep you posted on dem360boys.com.
And you guys have nothing lined up at the moment?
Right now, the next show is not lined up.
No, we ain't. Actually, man, what we doing... We in the studio heavy, heavy, heavy right now because, like we said, we got the other two-thirds of this trilogy coming out. Right. And you know what I'm saying? We stand ahead of the game, so we in the studio because after that trilogy, then we got to, you know what I'm saying? We already got to know what's next. So we in the studio heavy right now. We actually been doing a lot of visual stuff, a lot of videos, photos. We got this new website up. And matter of fact, shout out to my web designer and... To all of you other people that talking about y'all do web design and all of that, man, y'all get out the way. My people, we coming through. Dude showed me too much love, and everything is official. So anybody you need that, holler at me. That's how we do that, man.
Yeah.
I definitely think that idea for a trilogy is really awesome.
Appreciate that, man.
I mean, coming up out of Richmond, man, we just trying to do things that we feel haven't really been touched on. Not saying that nobody's ever done it, but I haven't really heard of nobody doing it.
Right, we're trying to be in our own lane, our own individuals, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're not trying to be like the next one. Nah, we 360 boys, man.
So,
you know what I'm saying?
So, you guys were talking about Alleycats. Are you familiar with The Kingdom?
The Kingdom.
Yeah, it's the under new ownership. It's Alleycats. They've just like basically
switched the name up.
They've switched the name. They like basically like renovated it.
Really?
I've only seen photos. Yeah, they have like some graffiti upstairs, I think.
Wow, and, I had to check that.
I know I didn't get off work in time the other night, but so Illa hit me up. He was doing a show there the other night.
Yeah,
now, have you been in there yet? Isn't it more upscale now?
I mean, upscale from Alleycats is.
I mean, it just needed any sort of upgrade, and that would have been upscale.
I heard it was going to be like almost like fine dining.
Wow,
really?
I thought I heard that.
I had no idea.
But I make
about
stuff
that,
up like, all the time that I think I thought. I
mean, that pizza, the pizza think. Kitchen that they had was clutch, man.
Oh, that was classy, classy food.
Yeah.
I mean, they had a sweet setup over there. It was just, I think the biggest issue was just like in between two alleys or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The setup
location.
Was dope to me.
I thought it was a great location, though, in my opinion. And I had seen like that place like fill up, man.
We done that. I think that shows true artists in this city. If you can do a little sort of, I mean, it's not really a small place. You know what I'm saying? But
it was like 500 is their max or something, somewhere around there.
I don't know. I know we jammed it.
Yeah,
tight.
Jammed
sold
it.
The
super
bar,
tight.
We did. I mean,
did really, they open up the second floor for you guys?
Third, yeah. Like, second we, and third.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know they had a third floor.
Yeah. Well, I don't know who's supposed to leave that one right there.
I mean, that was Alleycats. You know, we ain't been to The Kingdom, so I'm trying to see what that like. Is it under the same ownership?
No, it's different ownership. Okay. There's a. young guy who seems like he's got his head together, who's running it.
Well, you got to link me in.
And yeah, man. Yeah, you should go check it out, too. They're doing a lot of stuff. I think it was it? I don't know.
Today, so Saturday. We can hit that up right after this, huh?
The marketing for a place with that kind of name is just so easy to go
with. That's sounds definitely cool. More delightful.
Well, come to the kingdom.
Shout out to the kingdom from them 360 boys. Yeah, so we come down there and holler at y'all.
Yeah, a little royalty for real. Show y'all what it's about, man.
So, yeah, you guys were speaking about your website. It's 360boys.com, and I'm looking at it, and it's kind of, it's got the new modern like blog roll type feel to it.
Just came up.
Well, actually, man, it's new. We ain't supposed to be releasing it right now because really what's going on, like, I really would like to curse out like 3-4 web designers right now because I'm on my fifth one, and he's the only one out of all of them and all the money I done spent that's really taking care of me. And one thing he's doing that web designers don't do is sit you down and show you how to do it.
Run it.
He didn't come around the crib. That
reminds
me,
that commercial that's playing a lot right now.
What's that?
That, they're like the businesses, it's a website page, website. And they're like, we're designing our own website. I paid my cousin to do the website, and like the girl looks at him, and he's sitting over there like eating a cookie or something.
Those were my previous web designers. Shout out to them people that did all them websites for me, but it ain't no longer them 360boys.com. Neither people is straight up 360boys, like y'all know who we is, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm looking at the website, and I'm looking at the album cover for Back on the Job. And at the bottom, next to a SoundCloud file that you can play right from the computer, it says Back on the Job featuring the smash hits On the Job, Work, and Too Official. So my question is, what qualifies something as a smash hit? Is that just hyperbole for the sake of...
A smash.
We were just talking about it. Tell
at that time, you know, on the Back on the Job time, a smash hit was anything that we was getting heavy feedback from. Because, like, we'll let a single go, release a single before we let the mixtape go. People get back at us like, yo, we are really vibing with that track. Okay, so that's a smash hit then. Everybody's letting us know, hey, that's a hit. Well, then, hey, that's what we're going to let y'all know. It's a hit.
Do y'all usually have a premonition of that, or do you
premonition?
Like, man, this is a hit right here.
I mean, sometimes we think like that, but then again, whenever we get out there, they might like something else. So it's on them for real.
Right. All right, cool. Well, we're going to take a break. This is The End Is Never from Proverbial. Gary is in the building.
Scott Gary is in the building. Yeah. He's going to talk to us after the break. I think Simon's mom will be here, and we'll definitely be talking more.
She brought a friend.
We're gonna
have we like friends.
We're going to have a full house in here. This is End Is Never by Proverbial.
Shout out to Proverbial.
Burn through the things that I like. Am I moving quickly? Clearly I can't see the right. I looked while I tried. The memory is lost and I would never know that I died. Is this all in my mind? Yeah. The end is never. My mind.
WHAN Ashland, Richmond. W275BQ Ashland. 1430 AM. And now 102.9 FM. WHAN.
Every time I the bitch back to the rubber room.
We are back on Radio Rubber Room.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, what's up? What up, baby?
Hey.
What up, gorgeous?
I made it.
You did. You did.
We're always glad to have you, Simon's mom.
Yes. The very beautiful, the very wise, the very ageless. How old are you, Simon's mom?
You don't. You ask that every week.
Dan,
every
you week. Never ask a lady her age.
Now,
she was born in the last century.
Yeah, that's I think that's safe to assume.
That we'll leave it at that.
So Simon's mom, you join us every week almost. And this is the first time you've actually brought a friend with you. Who is this friend that you've brought?
This is my new friend.
Hi. How you doing?
His name's Uncle Funkill.
Oh, nice. Is that a birth name?
That was given to me by my mother.
Okay.
And her partner at the time.
Partner? Now, when you say partner, what do you mean?
Her life partner. She was involved in a group activity.
Okay.
With her life partner. And
So, like, you grew up on, like, a compound for artists?
Well, I grew up in the back of a school bus, mostly. Oh.
Interesting.
Yeah, broke down school bus.
He's a very interesting guy. That's why I like him.
It was full size.
Thank you, sweetheart. No, it was short. Shorter. I wouldn't say it was short bus, but it was shorter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now he is he your friend? Is there something? I mean, you guys looked really friendly earlier. A lot of PDAs, and I know you do that. That's kind of your thing. You do that with musicians normally. How close are you guys? How serious is this, is the question.
Jeez, putting me on the spot, Dan.
Well, we don't like to put boundaries on our relationship.
And we both agree on that. You know, boundaries. Mm-hmm. What are they good for?
Uh-huh.
What are they good for?
But okay. You know, with all the spreading of our wings that we do, we do like to come close together. From at the end of the day,
he's okay. So deep.
From my angle, I can't really see him. Can you describe him a little to me, Dan? So I got an idea.
I mean, he's wearing a pair of overalls.
Just overalls.
It looks like he has. Is that spaghetti sauce? What's that on your? What's that on your shirt?
I made spaghetti last night.
Yeah, and it's also some tomato soup from a few days ago.
Okay, and it looks like you have... Is that a corn dog in your pocket, in your front pocket?
It's most of a corn dog.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah, absolutely.
Uncle Funkill, this is a new policy I've tried, and it's worked for me. I have stopped eating with shirts on.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, well, that's why I do the overalls.
I've gotten kicked out of a few restaurants.
Right.
I haven't ruined any clothes.
They shouldn't have you.
I'll tell you what, if you want to go on a diet, then a really effective way that has been working for me is to have meals with Derek more frequently, because when the shirt comes off, I completely lose my appetite. So,
right. Oh, when you take the shirt off, is it like at the beginning when the food comes, or is it?
I like to, just to make sure I don't. Because I haven't found a bib that's classy enough for me.
Right.
So I just, to avoid ruining my clothes, I've been eating shirtless.
It's a good idea. I just like to eat completely in the nude.
The problem is I feel like I would get like a scalding.
That's another reason we get along.
A scalding piece of ham from the Hot Pocket on my chest. Or, what's that burn on your nipple from?
Chest awesome. Would be the best place to get that.
Hot Pocket, ham, lava right cheese sauce.
On Don't my knock it till you tried it, John.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind a piece of hot boiling ham on my chest right now. You know what I'm saying, Simon's mom?
So I mean, obviously you guys are really close. So I'm going to say it's safe to assume you're a couple. We know Simon's mom very well. Most people know her very, very well. And
fair.
She has expensive tastes. She likes to wear nice things.
She does.
Very high maintenance, I would assume.
And, I don't know if I would describe myself like that, Dan.
She's a classy woman. She likes finer things in life.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly,
and she deserves it. She's a goddess.
So I got to ask you, man, what do you do for a living? How can you – what do you do to kind of attend to her needs?
Well, it really isn't something what I do. You can't put that in a box. I do a lot of
So you're unemployed,
things.
Huh?
No, I'm a freelance, multifaceted tool of the Lord.
So do you work for a company? Do you have your
own company? I have my own company.
Uh-huh.
Poontang Enterprises.
That sounds a little inappropriate. It's, what do you do for Poontang?
Well, we started off as a popsicle tasting consultant company.
So you consult with people who taste popsicles?
Yeah, we train popsicle tasters. Okay. And we also facilitate the organization
that's how we met.
Companies. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She thought it was a different type of company.
Okay, so you consult with companies that need people to taste popsicles. That's really obscure. I can't imagine that there are a lot. Like your job is in high demand.
Yeah.
It was definitely the only post I saw for it on Craigslist.
Yep. We were the only post. I pride myself in that.
Okay.
We learned quick that we had to branch out a little bit.
Okay.
Poontang Enterprises. And, We do a lot of things. We started doing bush trimming.
So landscaping.
No. We bush trimming. We don't do trees or lawns or sticks or vines.
Okay.
Fence posts.
So you only like trim shrubs. That's it.
Just trimming shrub.
Okay, so that's really obscure too. I can't
trim.
Now, where do you find a client who just needs you to come and trim a shrub at? Craigslist again?
Craigslist, street corners.
Oh.
Country clubs. There's a lot of,
a lot of shrubs.
Well-off women who want some prime trim shrub.
I'm clueless as to what's going on right now, but that doesn't sound like a very lucrative business.
No, we ended up branching out more. I do hot dog tossing.
Hot dog tossing. Now, this is ridiculous. It doesn't sound like you could even be paid to toss a hot dog.
Well, it's an up-and-coming sport.
Is that
he's a visionary?
Oh, you've started this?
You've never heard of hot dog tossing?
I mean, a food fight, maybe.
All the kids tossing, right? talking about tossing, talking.
Okay. So this isn't established right now, so you're not making money for this. So, seriously, like, what do you do to earn money? How are you going to support this fine, fine woman?
Well, I am also a highly specialized interior design technician. I specialize
now that sounds like something that could be lucrative.
There's definitely more posts about that on Craigslist.
Oh yeah. But I specialize mainly in curtain and drapery ruffling and carpet soaking.
Okay. Who wants a wet carpet, man? Nobody does.
I would think
that you would be cleaning the carpets.
You'd be surprised. We'll clean them off after they're done. I mean, you've got to be respectful.
Okay. So now, is there anything else? Do you do anything pro bono? You sound like a really busy guy.
I do. I'm a snake relocation specialist.
Okay.
I also do some pro bono work in kitten grooming.
Uh-huh.
Kitten groom.
Very, very diverse, in your careers.
Yep. Donut glazing, well plugging, premarital counseling for early age arranged marriages.
What?
You don't need...
Yeah, that's just something hobby.
That's great. You
know, I don't expect to get any money off of that.
You don't hear about that kind of thing too much on this side of the earth.
He's got a good heart. Mm-hmm. Good heart.
So is that it? That's what you do?
Yeah, it's pretty much it. You know, play a little Wii.
Oh, you play Wii?
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
What kind of games do you like on Wii?
I like the bowling.
Uh-huh.
That's how I stay in shape is the Wii bowling.
Uh-huh. The Wii bowling, yeah. That's how she's got those feminine forearms.
Uh-huh. One's bigger than the other, by the way. I noticed that. I find it attractive.
Yeah.
I'm more of an asymmetrical kind of guy.
Yeah. You see that kind of thing in nature a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
One thing being larger than the other.
I don't get that.
So we also have Gary from Proverbial with us, man. And
hi, Scott.
Howdy. What's up?
I'm doing good. I'm glad you're here.
Well, thank you.
So I heard you guys just got off a little tour. Proverbial did.
Yeah, it was a 3-week tour. Went all the way up to Chicago, then back down the Mississippi, all the way to New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and over to Florida, and then back up.
That reminds me of my days with the Dead.
Hey, Scott, man, I know bass players, kind of dumb, traditionally. That thing in front of you is a mic, man. It's a microphone. It's what you talk into. There you go.
Am I too far away from it?
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect. Is this better?
In Dan's defense, he does own a bass.
I do.
Bass player.
Is it the bass in my voice that's not coming through? Is this mic not picking it up properly?
No. Now it's much better. It's much better. So, I did say I'm sorry. Bass players traditionally dumb, but I am not mentally apt enough to play bass. So I have figured that out. So why are you here besides to talk about the End Is Never tour?
Derek forced me to.
Really? Really?
Yes.
I thought you came. At first, I assumed that you had a thing with Simon's mom. I didn't realize this guy with the corn dog in his front pocket.
Well, now you're just blowing my spot.
Oh, really?
You're making things awkward now.
Oh, blowing really? My spot too, a little bit, Dan. Thanks.
That's what I do, Simon's mom.
I've seen him have a couple things with Simon's mom.
So what are you going to do with that corn dog, dude?
What do you want me to do with it? Ooh, I do a lot of things.
Okay. All right, cool. Well,
so Scott, they actually were talking Proverbial up earlier in the hour, and they're talking about doing a track with you guys. Have they even talked to you about that yet?
No, I haven't heard anything.
Yeah. Talk about putting people on the spot, man.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I mean, this man just walked in the studio. Oh, yeah, we with it, man. We with it.
So Uncle Funkill, man, before we go, Simon's mom, Scott, do you have anything that you'd like to share with our listeners at all?
You can get in touch with me at Poontang Enterprises, .gov. I'm not sure how I did this, but I filled out the forms wrong, and we're actually a government organization.
Oh, wow. Nice. So you have good benefits then. You actually don't work that much, and you get paid.
There's a lot of benefits to my work.
Yeah, sounds like it. All right, cool.
I just really want to get involved in hot dog tossing.
Yeah.
Find yourself a nice long hallway.
And just throw it down there?
And just toss it down there.
Just wail.
Now, do you just aim it at nothing when you do so, or you just throw it down there?
Aim at that back wall.
Am I going for distance then, or?
Yeah, you want to get that hot dog as deep down that hallway as you can.
Sounds interesting.
So the
interesting.
Long, so the first, so it's all about distance.
Yeah, it's 90% mental and then 10% distance.
All right, man. This is Just Plain Ant featuring Sleaze, The Bridge.
Bye.
Giving everything is the only way to give. Yeah, troubled waters only mean build a better bridge. Come on. So I'm building it, giving it, living it. Yo, straight talk what I'm doing, yo. I ain't really worried about the way to sound. I'm just here to spread me all over the ground and try to keep my head through the storms and the clouds, the fears and the doubts, and all of my redeemers. The rhyme and the reason is what I can't decipher. I just know I do the damage in a cipher and burn down the stage. Rich city, I'm a lifer. See me in 3D stereo vision, all in your face. That's part of my mission. Get a chair, listen. Sleaze rhymes visual. Open up your eyes, cause this part's critical. Ill individual. Nah, he ain't sick though, but he's
skits, so watch your back get low. Sleeves will never skip your beats. I ain't missing none. Right here in the flesh, like I never left. Living on the edge is the only way to live. Yeah. Giving everything is the only way to give. Give trouble waters only mean building better bridge. So I'm building it, giving it, living it. Living on the edge is the only way to live. Yeah. Giving everything is the only way to give. Give trouble waters only mean building better bridge. So I'm building it, giving it, living it. And I'ma keep kicking it till kicking is corny. And that'll never happen, the industry bores me. So I'm underneath that, but so hard till I can't ignore me. And I ain't even talking about sex. So shut your mouth up and listen to the best flow. Busy got next, but he ain't really stressed though. Gotta worry about my moves, cause I'm fresh, bro. Every song a new style on your damn head. Just get a damn clue. Your sound's dead, and I killed it. Skills is what I deal with. Even if skills ain't who I chill with. We the LSNVA on some real. All of my f***ers on some holdout still. And we making waves on some chill. Just plain sounds, that's who you should build with. Living on the edge is the only way to live. Giving everything is the only way to give. Trouble waters only mean build a better bridge. So I'm building it, giving it, living it. Living on the edge is the only way to live. Giving everything is the only way to give. Give trouble waters only mean build a better bridge. So I'm building it, giving it, living it.
With Al-Qaeda suicide hotline. If you are driving car bomb at military checkpoint, press 1. If you are wearing suicide bomber vest in crowded marketplace, press 2. If you are arming roadside bomb, press 3. If you are in bathtub with razor blade to wrist while listening to Radio Rubber Room, press 4.
New from Spoofco, it's Radio Rubber Room action figures.
All right!
Now you can play along with your favorite character from the show. Choose from one of the 3 different hosts with an array of accessories, weapons, and superpowers. The Dan action figure comes equipped with hand-to-mouth food-eating action.
Oh, I just ate, but I'm so hungry.
Throw Dan in some water and watch his belly grow 2 times its normal size.
Mine just pooped.
Or shake him really hard and listen to him breathe heavy like he just ran a marathon. Radio Rubber Room action figures, new from Spoofco. Collect all 3.
Ladies and gentlemen, babies and senile folks, the American kind, it's time for you to be aware of a great plague that is threatening to turn our great country into a land of great demise. Marijuana. Marijuana is a plant that converts large amounts of polluting carbon dioxide into oxygen and grows easily in most environments, threatening industries such as the lumber and oil industries. And they are awesome. Marijuana is obtained by users in exchange for money or illicit acts. Marijuana is typically smoked or baked into brownies. Smoking is not fun. Brownies are okay though, but not if marijuana is involved. Marijuana can cause users to feel happy and peaceful and artistic, but it's still bad, real bad, because the government tells us so, and we should trust them. Marijuana users have many different names, like stoners, potheads, reefer fiends, and Grateful Dead fan. They will typically help draw people into their growing cult by being really friendly and offering food or other items if you join them. Studies have shown that marijuana use leads to an increase in snack cake consumption, and God help us, we need those snack cakes. Studies also show that marijuana can reduce stress and increase libido, but you still should not do it. It can help cure most common ailments and death, but don't mess with it. They say marijuana is a gateway drug, a gateway into magical places where things taste better, jokes are funnier, and music is more powerful. And that's bad. So patrol the fields, and if you see any marijuana, burn it. That's the only way to make sure you've done your part to stop the scourge of this terrible plant.
Is your normal bargain brand toilet paper too rough? Wood-like? Are you chafing or just plain raw?
Ass clown.
Are you going through gold bond or cornstarch like it's going out of style?
Ass clown.
Do you long for something more luxurious when it comes to doing your business?
Ass clown.
Well, new from Spoofco comes the first ever gourmet lavatory tissue. Ass cloud.
Ass cloud.
Is made from the finest of baby bunny fur, mixed with cashmere and mink pelts. Each square is infused with nanocarbon fibers for ultimate strength.
Ass cloud.
You'll be down to one square, two tops depending on your diet.
Ass cloud.
Ass cloud.
Ass cloud.
Comes in scents like strawberry fields.
Ass cloud.
Mountain brook.
Ass cloud.
Alpine pine.
Ass cloud.
And old pennies.
Ass cloud.
Every square is lathered with lotion, luxuriously for that extra smooth feel.
Ass cloud.
If you have to ask how much it costs, then you cannot afford it.
Wipe your bottom like the angels do. Ass cloud.
You are listening to Radio Rubber Room. I'm naked-chester.com. If you miss the show live, just download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com and on iTunes.
Them 360 boys, and I was wondering, I was heading out, and I was like, wait a minute, because I was listening on the way up, and I heard Derek say something about 360 girls, and I was wondering how I become a 360 girl.
Well, that's very simple. You have to pass it's called the overnight test, and basically the test lasts overnight. You know, it's about 24 hours. It's a 24-hour long test.
That sounds easy.
Is that similar to, like, being jumped into a gang?
It's similar,
but less.
It has similarities.
Yeah. Okay.
Similarities.
Okay, that's all. Bye, guys.
Where you going?
Where you going, son?
See, I feel like she should be like an honorary, like, 360 girl.
I mean, she could be.
We need to get I'ma holler at my homie. We're gonna get her Facebook page jumping.
Right.
Y'all know how we do. Hey, Simon, mama, she down. She cool with us. We got her.
Nice. So you guys are shooting a video right now, and that is for a video project you're working on. Tell us a little bit more about it. I don't think we've talked about that yet.
Yeah, well, you know, like we say over here, you know, 360, multiple grinding. I think homeboy Simon, mama, homie was talking about that. He, you know, kind of super grind. But anyways, though, I picked up the video game. I picked up the camera. Be doing the photos, the videos. So anybody you need any of that, you know, holler at me. But as far as the video thing right now, I got a few video projects I'm working on. I got a short film I'm doing for my homie right here, and that track was dope because
it was right off the top.
It's like, crazy.
He made the beat, came up with the idea right away, and then we already had the camera, so it was like, damn, why don't we just go ahead and just shoot some footage for it? Came out to be a nice little video.
Now you made the beat red. Now I remember back on the job, you guys had used other people's beats. Now, how much of recession proof are your beats?
I probably got 3-4 beats up there.
And what are you using? What do you use to make your beats with?
Right now I switched it up again on boys, but I mean, I got pass keys. I got some MPs laying around. I got some Yamaha synthesizers, and I'll be running all of this. My main software I'll be using is going to be Cubase. And, we're going in.
Now, why Cubase? Why not Ableton? It looks like everybody's using that. It's got great processors in it.
I mean, honestly, I ain't got no sort of practice with it. And, you know, I guess I don't really be doing what everybody up to, you know, and I think that we make a great product as long as we believe in ourselves and each other, and that's what we do, so we don't even worry about that.
And our sound always comes out nice, always.
I've never been disappointed from your guys' quality. It's always been, you know, definitely up there.
Well, I mean, but, you know, I think somebody asked that question earlier about the difference in between, you know, the last project to this one, and I would definitely have to say quality. That's, you know, one thing that I argue day in, day out, not saying I got the best right now. I'm not in Sony Studios right now, you know what I'm saying?
But VMG.
Ain't nobody out here, you know, for what it's worth, ain't nobody seeing me. It's how we live, you know what I mean? So
And you don't really sample anything, right?
We don't do that at all, man. I'm not classifying the South in one box, but yeah, we from the South. We don't really do the sample thing, really.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that a lot of people don't realize there are a lot of producers. I know it's not like standard to sample, but there have been a lot of hits
that have been samples,
and a lot of people don't realize it. Little John was like really bad with that. Like, you know, he sampled the hell out of stuff.
Shout out to Little John.
I mean, John was cool, but you know what? On the flip side, I give it up to my uncle, C Pimp C, you know what I'm saying? He used to sample like crazy. Matter of fact, a 96 hit that he did, Diamonds Up Against the Wood, was that, and this 96 that we talking about in the South, you know what I'm saying? Deep Texas, you know, and you go, cause that song going right now, and it sound like some stuff that these boys are jamming to nowadays, that they trying to be like, rather.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's been there in the South, but we personally over here, we going straight in, we going straight in.
360, we do it our way.
And I've been more of a East Coast, like, hip-hop head, like, the stuff that I like is East Coast, but, like, UGK, man, they were sick. South, I know. I love their sound, like way back then. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, to be honest, man, still to this day, that's really all I be. I don't listen to no new music, first of all. Check, not dissing or knocking nobody, you know, but I just feel like we need to keep it as authentic as we can, you know, so that's what I be on. I be all that, man. You know.
What's the farthest back the music you listen to goes to?
Myself, man.
You can try to make a question out of what he just said. You know, just kind of assume that he was asking you something and answer it. Well,
I'm gonna say that UG. If you open the doors right now and the compress play, it's gonna be UGK. That's what I'm gonna have to rock with. Like, and Red, to keep it 1,000, Red, the one that really put. I mean, I knew about UGK, but to really sun me on UGK, Red put me on.
Yeah, you're from up north, right?
I was born 757 Portsmouth, Virginia.
Oh, okay.
Made my way to Philadelphia Southwest. Shout out. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Back down to the east side of Henrico where I started school. So. Yeah.
And you are from Houston. You're from Texas, right?
Yeah. I'm from the southern side of Houston. I moved up here in 99, October. I was 13, you know, so about half my time. You know.
And Donnie is from the Richmond area.
Right.
Most of the people from the Richmond area, you constantly meet people from all over.
Yeah. I mean, well, Richmond is definitely one of them cities that people continue to pass up. But, you know, I think we've been blind to the culture that we have here. But it's coming to life. And I really love this city. I have chances and, you know, many cities to go to. But I continue to stay here because I believe in this. Right. And it's all about Richmond, man. It's a melting pot up over here. So it's rich to me. It's called Richmond. It's rich town.
And I know we've asked you guys this before. We asked it. These are one of the kind of like monotonous questions that we continue to ask. How have you guys seen like the music scene change in Richmond over the past, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years?
I say when we first hit the scene, as far as like the underground Richmond scene making music, it was only a couple of people to look up to. You had your Red Rums, your Ron G's, you know what I'm saying? Jumpman, shout out.
I mean, I remember Dedicated was doing the big.
Yeah, Dedicated was doing the big.
You know, this side of the water.
Shout out to Chief, you know what I'm saying?
But
now it's more like everybody like, okay, I think I could do this too, and it's more of a mixing pot. You got your young Richmond outcasts out there. You got your DHBs. You know what I'm saying? You got your Destiny the Chefs.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to my little sister.
Red Carpet. Shout out to my boy.
Yeah. But I think that along the way, not saying that we was blind to anybody else or whatever, but I think, you know, it's one of those trend type of things. So, you know, you get a whole bunch of randoms that pop up along and, you know, whatever. But we
longevity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's key. Yeah. All right, cool. We're going to play a song and we'll be back to talk to you guys more. It's 360boyz.com if you want to check them out. Yeah. Or you can find them on Facebook, man.
Yeah, let go.
This is Dez with Boozer Life.
Dez. I swear this life is a trip, but it's whatever. I'll give you a timeline to show it all. Let's go. High school and my school isn't delightful. More like a passage for the star dog Ashmus. Living like a magnet, and I ain't magnet. See, when it comes to dates, more like some actors. Screenplay yapping over she say batters. And I ain't bound to win, so what's the point? Let's stay friends. Cause on the real, this rap is my wife. Nah, I'm gonna be my wife. We had dinner last night. But why can't they understand? This is my thing. I'm used to people telling me that shit ain't what it seems, but it's different than me. Is what I see, some real life visual, starting to turn physical. And physically I dream that I can be what I think so. Thinking hard's not the problem, problems like she's doing it. And I'm starting to get real good at this. And still I read death, bro, you is just my bullshit lifestyle. Homie, I'm drunk all flight, seem to hate you when you get it right. So I'ma do it till it's truly heavy. And I'ma do it with a friend's jeans. Set my middle bit of homies that I got. I'm resting sharp, I'll be sitting by the clock. With a bottle full of inspiration. Stay alive till my time is renovated. My boozing lifestyle. Homie, I'm drunk off life. Seem to hate you when you get it right. So I'ma do it till it's truly heavy. I'ma do it with no French jeans. Set my middle bit of homies that I got. I'm resting sharp, I'll be sitting by the clock. With a bottle full of inspiration. Stay alive till my time is renovated. TikTok time on my wristwatch. Notice the daughters talk louder when your ish hot. I'm like pneumonia though. Copain wrote in those days, slave now. Can they get the chain reaction? Fear the jacket, but only me knows. And now they hate to see I'm cold, so they peacoating. Clutch fed time for my success. Shutting down the buffet and now leaving anorexic. It's funny nowadays, like the 60s.
same ones that hate are the same. Giving grudge and the ones that would take turn around to give me back. Backstabbing athletes, always running for the sweet. Sweet talking at the moments, the moments I don't condone them. Cause last year I was alone and loner wasn't my talent. And now I'm giving everything balance. Aight now, hold tight. This is my bruising lifestyle. Homie, I'm drunk off life. Seem to hate you when you get it right. So I'ma do it till it's you and me. And I'ma do it with no friends, jeez. Set my little bit of homies that I got. Rest assured, I'll be sitting by the clock. With a bottle full of inspiration. Stay aligned till my time is renovated. This is my bruising lifestyle. Homie, I'm drunk off life. Seem to hate you when you get it right. So I'ma do it till it's true and empty. And I'ma do it with no friends, jeez. Set my little bit of homies that I got. Rest assured, I'll be sitting by the clock. With a bottle full of inspiration. Stay aligned till my time is renovated. Cause I've been tired of this lifestyle. I only like to live, guess I live it in a cloud. Cause crowded dreams may seem not all ambitious, but wishing is the key that whips all the attention given. So I'm gifted in a sense, driving they minds crazy. Lady, I hear your vision, these audio wise, baby. All of my time wasted, kidding, raw mannerism. 94 boy trains coming, do I care to listen? Yes.
Hey guys, this is Simon, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room. It's so cool. You guys are awesome. It's Radio Rubber Room. It's a show that doesn't have any S's in it. Hey guys, this is Simon, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room. It's so cool.
In 5 delicious carbonated meat flavors, chicken, pork, beef, fish, and ostrich, crack open a refreshing carbonated can of liquid meat.
I'm having beef. What about you?
I mix chicken and ostrich and it tastes just like turducken.
Packed full of protein, liquid meat is the preferred energy drink for bachelors and 3 out of 10 bodybuilders. Homeless people love liquid meat too.
You spare a dollar.
Too busy to make dinner? Feed your family an ice-cold refreshing can of liquid meat.
New from Spoofco, it's Radio Rubber Room action figures.
All right!
Now you can play along with your favorite character from the show. Choose from one of the 3 different hosts with an array of accessories, weapons, and superpowers. The Sean action figure comes with survival attachments like pizza cutter, fly swatter, and record needles so you can listen to all your favorite records from the 70s. Hold Sean action figure up to the television and he'll tell you the program information for that channel.
I've seen this one. Let's watch porn.
Wind the key on Sean's back and listen to him try to convince you to do things like...
Wanna burn something?
And...
Let's go peek in your neighbor's window.
And...
Your mom's purse and take out $10.
Radio Rubber Room action figures, new from Spoofco. Collect all 3.
Do you live in constant fear of having your nipples pecked off by an eagle? Well, fear no more.
Juan McRamirez's
Super Nipple Shield is here. My Irish Latino heritage has endowed me with some of the most sensitive wildlife attracting nipples around. I've tried everything. Super glue, mayonnaise, duct tape, and several thousand other household remedies, which allowed me to create the world's first and probably only nipple protectant.
Juan McRamirez's
Super Nipple Shield will help repel eagles, elephant shrews, groundhogs, and dolphins. Yes, it does work underwater. Apply the Super Nipple Shield every 30 minutes for maximum areola protection. See, it just worked. It'll take those sensitive man bosoms and turn them into pecks of steel. Ding, ding!
Juan McRamirez's Super Nipple Shield doesn't just protect against wildlife, it also protects against chainsaws, automobile accidents, nuclear fallout, and aliens.
I bought Juan McRamirez's Super Nipple Shield yesterday, and I've already impaled a bobcat, 2 goldfish, and a peregrine falcon. Thank you, Juan McRamirez.
For 3 easy installments of $9.99.99,
Juan McRamirez's Super Nipple Shield can be yours.
Welcome back.
back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means bomb your building did not go off by accident. For you, I'm very happy. Enjoy the show.
And that was Dreaming by them 360 Boys.
Yeah.
So you guys were saying it's just 360 Boys now, right? Or is it still them 360
Boys? I mean, for real, I think that them kind of just became by association. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because it's kind of weird, like, saying I'm about to buy 360 Boys CD. You know what I'm saying? It's people just be like, I'm buying them or the... or whatever, but so people kind of did that themselves. So however they say it's how they say it, but it's 360 Boys. So you gotta make it plural, however you like. You know what I'm saying?
All right, cool.
That's what that
I like
is.
The way you put that, Ruffin.
I knew we was gonna have issues with this name sooner or later. You know, it's all love though, man.
So who made that beat for this last one?
The Dream.
Yours truly.
Oh, did you? It's nice, man.
To be honest, man, that's one of my favorite tracks right there. Like, that's a little bit of my personal music right there. That's how, you know, people get to see a little bit of me on that. But if you listen to the hook, you know, if you listen to the words that's being said, I know that this ain't nothing that they playing on the radio right now. I know your favorite artist ain't got this on his CD, you know what I'm saying? And it's just a little insight of myself and how I feel about things. So I really feel like I'm dreaming, like some things can't be real right now, you know what I'm saying? And matter of fact, my homeboy Mark, shout out to my homie Mark, you know.
Mouth, what it do?
Yeah, man, that's my homie, and he's really a great inspiration to myself and our movement. He comes up with some of the dopest
hooks,
man.
This dope
is crazy. So yeah, that's him and that's me. I came up with the beat. Like, man, this beat is just dope. He heard the beat, he was feeling me. I gave this man his time. He was like, hey, like 15-20 minutes later, he just hit me, gave me goosebumps. I still get goosebumps just, you know, just talking about that because it's real to me, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's one of them things, and yeah, go like that, Dreaming.
So did he just write it or was he on the hook too?
Yeah, that's him singing the hook.
See, I actually thought it was you.
Nah,
sounded a little bit like you.
Nah, so. I think that you never heard me sing a hook.
Yeah, those are two way different
songs. Yeah, but that's why I fool with him, because we just listen. We got like the same ears, but we can project our voice. I can do what he can, and he can do what I can. So we mash in the middle. And but that was me rapping. That was him on the hook, and I love that song, man.
Oh, nice, man. Nice.
Yeah. It's good. I'm trying to work with you, Daniel. I'm trying to jump down with y'all. I'm glad you was feeling that, man.
Yeah, the it's good to hear, because everything else that I had heard before weren't your beats, you know, leading up to this. So it's really cool to see you guys progress. And you know, just through the two new songs that you played, I can definitely hear a difference. So, and if you're not growing, man, then, you know, you're just, you're stagnant and boring, in my opinion.
Right, I
hear too many people complain about records that come out and they're like, oh, that didn't sound like the first one. That's a good thing. I mean, if Recession Proof sounded just like Back on the Job. I mean, you guys would get boring.
I
should
have gave up before we did Back on the Job. Then, you know? Like, I feel you though, Dan, man. I be feeling the same, and I think that's why we be doing what we doing. But it's a great thing that our fans can carry us to the destination of our minds, you know. So we just think big with it, man. For real, for real.
Absolutely. So you guys were saying, I mean, you've got two other projects in the trilogy, and you've already. You're already kind of into those projects, right?
Basically, the second one's fully complete, you know what I'm saying? We just adding on to the third one, really, and working on the album. Like, back to that original beat thing that you said. We're going to do an album all Red's beats. Mm-hmm. If not Red's beat, it's going to be my partner, Killer Kaheem. Shout out to Killer Music. You know what I'm saying? And that's how we're going to do it. Like, we've been giving y'all free music. Yeah. Try it out. Then we're going to hit y'all with the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah. And we've been getting a crazy, like, the support system is just crazy, you know, just off of nothing, you know what I'm saying? So whenever we really dive in and give them what they want, we already know what to expect, you know. We've kind of been, you know.
At what point does what's the difference, the separation between the mixtapes and the albums? Like,
the mixtape really is like promotion. Like, we just letting y'all know, like, look, we here, 360 Boys, this is what we can do. Yeah. You give us a beat, we going to crush it.
More like keeping up with what everybody else is
basically
doing. Yeah, if y'all listen to Recession Proof or even Back on the Job, from those times, that's exactly what was going on. But whenever it comes to these albums,
it's about
Bill
business,
is going to be expressing himself. I'm going to be expressing myself in a more, you know what I'm saying, more intense way, but not only with, you know, the lyrics and stuff, but also with the production, because like we said, that's going to be 1,000 us. And matter of fact, y'all stay tuned at www.360boys.com, because y'all get that Recession Proof for free. That's
free.
Y'all all day forever.
Numbers looking crazy.
You know what I'm saying? But whenever we start with this all new stuff, the all original singles, this is how our new singles fans, this is how our new single is going to be chosen by y'all as we releasing them.
Uh-huh.
Y'all can download them, 99 cent. My web designer got me hooked up, so we doing it like that, man. And 99 cent to download, and we go like that, man. All original songs, though, you know.
Yeah, you guys just dropped "Trap or Die." Is that from Recession Proof?
Yeah, that's from Recession Proof.
So, what's the timeline here? I mean, when are you going to start doing the? I guess, like, the fans' choice with the singles?
Well, that's what basically, like, you see the little, if you check the Facebooks or whatever, the Twitters, whatever, we keep dropping little singles off the mixtape, trying to get feedback, seeing, like, which track or what vibe y'all like the most. Because, like I said, on Recession Proof, it's so many different vibes. It's not just one vibe.
Yeah.
Like, the, like you said, Trap or Die, that's like a go hard type, you know what I'm saying? It speaks for itself, Trap or Die, you know what I mean? And then you heard earlier, they like that.
Uh-huh.
That was a melody track, you know what I mean? It's just different sweat.
Dreaming was some real stuff. And,
exactly.
And we also got an anthem track, 360.
Check that.
We got
crazy.
A straight nasty twerk song, which is actually a bonus track due to my homie D-Boy, which is not here.
Yeah.
But yeah,
and
man,
then we got the track for the girls, What You Is, like, for the ones that.
And we even got a wifey track, You Should Be My Girl. Yeah, we just said that. Like, it's crazy, man. We just, it's a
different
mix.
Vibe,
it's a mix.
So.
Now, you guys have you've been very successful at getting the girls to come out to your shows. Obviously, you know, somebody like Donnie is very good at those things, getting everybody like riled up about stuff. It's also the music. Like, the music, I think the problem with hip hop, and specifically like East Coast hip hop, is the guys like it. Oh, this is grimy. You know, this is cool. This is something that I listen to. But keeping the girls, finding that middle ground where you can get the guys and the girls to like the music. What's the secret behind that?
Man
it's just, that's just us. I mean, we that middle point, that equator, if you will.
It's being you. You know, I think people having trouble trying to, we in Virginia anyway, so people having trouble trying to fit in black, white, east, west, north, south, or whatever. And they don't know who they are. They are lost. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's why we got it. Cause I'm me.
Right.
I'm me, and I don't even care.
Yeah, but I mean, I know people who do them, but they just can't get the girls out to the shows. Like, I mean, what is it? The beats? Is it the lyrics? Is it both? Is it an image? Is it the communication?
It's a secret ingredient,
right?
Man.
And oh, really? This secret ingredient that we've been using is called Swaver. Oh, it's Swaver. Like when you got that swag and that flavor, uh-huh, and you mix it both together.
What did it say?
Sean, you gotta start putting that in your cakes.
Yeah, that's what he needs in that cake. After he puts that bacon, throw the Swaver on top.
I thought the mayonnaise was a little too much. For sure.
Like the old head said, too much anything ain't good for you. Too much swag, man. You're killing yourself, man. You're too boring over here. You're killing yourself. You feel me? You got to mix that thing.
Can you have too much Swaver, though?
I mean, I think that's one of the only things.
That's a selective ingredient. Everybody can't. Ain't nobody even know about that.
Right. It's like cumin.
Oh, yeah.
Did I say that right?
Yeah, cumin.
Yeah, yeah. Just the right amount.
This is true. Yeah, you put too much of that.
But not. It's sometimes that missing ingredient. Yeah. Too. But you forget the cumin. Oof.
I feel like Swaver. You can never have too much Swaver. That's like too much air. Uh-huh. Like, how can you have too much? Can you have too much air?
Compressed air.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can never do this on air.
You can OD on air?
Yeah. Get out of here, man. You cannot OD on air. What are you talking about?
You can overdose on oxygen.
Hey, well, I tell you what. There's nothing wrong with ODing on Swaver.
Go buy you some, man.
Get you some.
I got a case.
You know, online on 360boys.com, you can get you some
Swaver. It's for the LO, too. It's for the LO right now.
Y'all nice. Should do the Swaver. I mean, really, you have to trademark that. You guys should do a 360 Boy energy drink.
We already we ain't did the energy drink, but we already trademarked the Swaver, though.
Oh, did you?
We already trademarked the Swaver. Nice. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to stay ahead of the game on these boys so they, for things get hot. That's the problem.
Uh-huh.
When things is brand new and it's dope,
right,
people be scared to admit that. And right? I hate that. You know what I'm saying? I hate that.
I was actually online trying to copyright Swaver myself just now, so I'm glad you stopped me.
See, there you go. That's
too far along in the process.
See, that's why we didn't really want to let anybody know about the other mixtapes we're dropping, because we tell y'all our ideas, and then you see other locals appreciate y'all. You know, run with your ideas.
Those are promoters. Don't get them confused.
Yeah, promote all that. Either way you put it, you know, you come
with our
ideas.
We love y'all. It's no hate. It's no hate.
Well, actually, we play dirty. He really was trying to trademark
that. Oh, I believe
that.
I see him on his computer right now.
Like we say, I got my steps covered already, so that's cool with me. Matter of fact, I'm gonna put him up because
I got
this new.
Can I get your autograph on this piece of paper right here?
I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna do that on the camera for you too, because I got the new camera signature.
The one that's under the other piece of paper, just at the bottom.
I'm gonna put you on my new camera series. Chop it up. You know what I'm saying? I'm signing that autograph.
That's what I was asking about, to chop it up. So you're going to be filming other people.
Right.
Yeah. I don't really like people be seeing me, so I do all the work behind the scenes and all that sort of stuff, audio now as well as video, and I got this new series called Chop It Up. So
chop
everybody
up.
That's just trying to, real quick, show who you are.
Promote yourself.
You know, we got a whole brand new outlet, and it's not brand new. We don't have a brand new outlet. It's just
an evolving one.
Yeah, exactly.
But y'all know who we is, and y'all know who we reach, and it work like that. So chop it up real quick, man. Just who you is, what you do, and where you going with it, and why people should network with you.
Right.
You know, you don't really like to be seen. Is it kind of like a Ricky Williams, like social anxiety type thing?
I mean, I'm just not the most social individual. I like to work, you know what I'm saying? I feel like when people are in my way all the time, I can't get what I need to get.
Yeah.
I love people. I love y'all people, you know? Uh-huh. But sometimes, just too much, man. Too much.
Dude, you know, I mean, your thing should be like, you should get like a football helmet with a visor on it. And that should be your thing. That's how you go out in public.
That's
like, it should be a Dolphins.
We told him he should be like that dude from the St. Lunatics that just keeps half a mask on. You know what I mean? He just goes out like that.
All right, well, look, we got a show coming up.
Right.
I don't know when. I don't know where, but it's real soon. And when y'all see me come out on my new Swaver, they going to be hating on me, man.
Oh, and real quick, Scott here, I need to tell about their next show in Richmond. It's December 17th, part of Scala Days. It is a charity event with Murphy's Kids
and cool.
Probably a bunch of other bands, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So and that's, is that at the Canal Club?
Proverbial.
That is at Strange Matter.
Oh, okay, cool.
Shout out to Proverbial.
So, before we go, man, thank you guys for coming out. That's
thank you, man.
360boyz.com. Check them out. Find them on Facebook. It's Halloween, man. What are you guys doing?
Working. Getting money. In the studio. What you know about that?
Eating candy.
Go buy. Nah. Hey. I can't be telling people I eat too much candy. That's all I do, man.
Well, you do always have candy on you. Every time,
yeah. Yeah, I can't. Anyway,
well, it's in it just for it's Swaver.
Swaver. Yeah,
already. All right, okay. Before we go, I am going to the Canal Club for the Taboo's Dead Sexy Halloween Party and Fashion Show. It's going to be models there, modeling lingerie. Also, they got a bunch of free sex toys for some people. Hey, if you guys want to come out, you can bob for dildos.
I don't know about the sex toys.
It's going to be a lot of fun. It's at the Canal Club. So.
Appreciate the invite, but
that's you, dude.
That is festive.
Swaver. All right, guys. Yes.
Yeah, hey, Radio Rubber Room. Appreciate the love. 360boys.com. Hey, we about to chop it up with them. Y'all gonna catch that series. I'm gonna put y'all on my first week series. It was gonna be Bill, but now it's Radio Rubber.
Yeah, son.
It's called Charlie Sheen. It's not available because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
You're dealing with a Vatican assassin.
Here's Johnny.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck. Oh, I've seen him.
But that's an addiction, man.
What are they going to say, man, when he's gone, huh? Because he dies when it dies, man. When it dies, he dies.
God, there was no f***ing drummer better than Neil Peart.
What are they going to say about it? What are they going to say? He was a kind man?
Hey, Peter, just thought I'd check on you. Oh, my God!
Government came and took my baby!
Stay away from the crack, which I think is pretty good advice. Unless you can manage it socially.
Man, I was banging 7-gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed. I have one gear. Go! You know, I get taco blood, man.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
You ever suck some marijuana?
Ah! No, I can't say I have.
WHAN Ashland, Richmond. W275BQ Ashland. 1430 AM. And now 102.9 FM. WHAN.